Joining us now on the show, Pennzoil Performance Line Spurs guard Lonnie Walker. Lonnie, thanks for the time.
Oh, I truly appreciate it. Thank you guys for giving me the time.
Yeah, you've been quite vocal on social media in addition to going out to help clean up the streets and help out your community, including tweeting out that you and the Spurs and Adidas will be sending care packages to family-owned businesses that have struggled with the mm-hmm. virus and the protests. Why is it so important to you to get out into the community?
There's so many different aspects, so many different perspectives in life, but we're kind of, you know, overlooking, you know, the little things, you know, our community, what we live for, the people that we love and protect. So I was trying to find, you know, the safest way possible because, you know, I'm with the protest, but I didn't want to put myself in harm's way. And God willingly, I finally came up with the idea to help out my community because that's just who I am, you know, ever since I've been, since I could possibly imagine, you know, being, you know, growing up, I've always wanted to help, you know, the best way I can, whether it's helping one person or 100. Being impactful is just what I wanted to do. So being able to go to San Antonio downtown and be around the people, honestly, it was more eye-opening than I could ever experience. Seeing just all colors, all race, helping one another, you know, having each other's backs. You know, there was an abundant amount of people crying. There were so many people who were just distraught from everything that happened the day before, and to see just people from all over. People don't even know each other's backgrounds, what they got going on, but you could just tell that everyone was there for each other, and it was very heartwarming.
Lonnie, you're part of a brotherhood, multiple brotherhoods. Obviously, being black, we share a bond there, but the brotherhood within the NBA and those circles. Have you had conversations with teammates and others in the league about getting involved and kind of following the lead that you've taken?
Absolutely. Sometimes we kind of don't realize how much of a voice we have to the people who can't speak or to the people that, you know, truly don't have the platform to do it. So, you know, day in and day out, you know, I talk to players like Derek White and Keldon Johnson, you know, Rudy, whenever I'm doing things now, you know, the team's starting to get more involved. But honestly, this is something that they wanted to do as people, as players, you know, besides just being a basketball player, it's more to it. And, you know, us helping the best way we can and, you know, relaying a lot of these messages that people want people to see and not the bad that's going on, just trying to get to that overall, you know, feeling of being equal and feeling having that peace, love, and happiness. It all starts with us. So the more vocal we get, the more we can connect to the people, the better things can go.
We're talking to Spurs guard Lonnie Walker here on Spain and Company on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. You know, we're hearing from a lot of teams, a lot of owners, coaches, and players. How meaningful is it to you to know that your coach, Greg Popovich, not only during civil unrest and protest and in the wake of another murder of a black man at the hands of police, but pretty much all the time is on the forefront mm-hmm. of talking about these issues? And how safe do you feel as a player being represented by a coach like that?
Oh, one of the happiest in the world, to be honest with you. You know, Coach Pop is pretty much how I represent my life, you know, pretty much since birth, you know, feeling equal, you know, our viewpoints on certain things and having a bigger picture in life and knowing that everyone's equal and everyone has the right to be who they want to be. And that's who he is. You know, when he doesn't agree with something, he's going to back it up and show you why he doesn't agree. And it's always 10 times out of 10, it's, you know, the right way to go about things. He knows all about the unwritten rules and how to live the right way. And for me to have a coach like that, it brings a lot of more courage for me to do more, to help out more. You know, seeing that he's our leader, he's our coach, you know, he watches us. And seeing him being vocal, I don't see why I can't and talk to the younger folks like same way that he's talking to everyone else.
You know, Lonnie, it's so interesting because it's not where you're from, San Antonio, but it is where you live. It is where you do your job. As a black man, as a black athlete living in that city, what has the experience been like? Because it feels to me like it must be a positive one for you to feel like mm-hmm. I want to get out there and improve this community and build it back up.
Absolutely. I mean, even if it was negative, I was still trying to find ways to do what I do. You know, it's always a bigger picture. People always think, you know, when things aren't going your way, you should give up or you should stop or, you know, this, that, and the third. But realistically, you know, I'm all about peace. You know, I want people to feel my love. I want everyone to have that same energy when they're approaching everyone. So me going back downtown, it wasn't, you know, just to look cool or, you know, do this and do that. It was to, you know, bring happiness and all the you know, badness that kind of happened. You know, you had your good and your bad, but you know how the bad always outweighs the good. You know, and I'm just trying to be another part of God's disciples, just trying to put the good back up.
Spain and Company, Sarah Spain, Jordan Cornette. We're talking to Lonnie Walker of the Spurs. Lonnie, I'm curious, as you look across the way to other sports, the NBA is known for being progressive and for allowing things like wearing I Can't Breathe shirts or wearing jerseys inside out when Donald Sterling, that was going on. When you look across to the NFL and the way that Colin Kaepernick was received, or even now with Drew Brees, who's sort of doubling down on his take that no one should ever disrespect the flag, how do you imagine that you would feel if that's how your sport was expecting you to act, or even if you had teammates like Brees who continued to speak out against protests against against inequality?
You know, at the end of the day, you can only control what you can control and influence the people that want to be influenced. You know, everything else, you know, you have to, you know, take it with a grain of salt. So I'm pretty much happy how everything's been going on in the NBA aspect. I don't really go too much or dig too deep into everything else. You know, I'm more so about myself and my family and the Spurs organization with us about it.
You know, Lonnie, as we talk about the NBA, there's reason for excitement as it pertains to the league because you got some work still to do this season, and you're about to go back to work here relatively soon. What emotions were going through you when you heard the new format being laid out and the fact that your Spurs now, where they wouldn't have if there was no virus breaking out, would have maybe not made the playoffs, but now you guys have an opportunity to play for a championship?
I'm ready to go. This is having this break, I think, was a blessing in disguise. You know, we had a couple players injured. So has a lot of other teams. So having this time off, it has given a lot of people to recoup, get back, get charged. And the fact that we're back into the playoff standings and we're back into the run, I had to play with my team and see what we can do.
I love it. I love the enthusiasm. Are you worried at all about the protocols and the specifics that would be put into place to keep you guys safe?
You know, there's a lot of questions about it, but that's with anything. You just got to, like I always say, you can only control what you can control. So, you know, going into this, you know, I'm excited. I'm hungry. I'm starving. You know, I'm ready to really put my foot into the door of the NBA. So
I feel like
I got it and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I feel like some of those higher-seeded teams better be looking out for you and the Spurs. You look like you're ready to eat up some guys who have been resting during this instead of staying ready. So I love to hear it.
Oh, yes,
Lonnie,
ma'am.
Thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it and for the good work you're
Absolutely.
Doing.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Thank you guys so much for, you know, allowing me to talk and spread my peace.